standing currently on the Turkish side of the Turkish-Syrian border, one of a few borders, and as I have stated in earlier recordings, I won't necessarily be sharing the location until after the event. We're stood by three trucks that look like they're just about to fire up and pull across the border. Well, three trucks which are the beginning of quite a long convoy by the looks of things. Three columns carrying mattresses, bedding, medication, all kinds of stuff. Phil, you speak a little bit of Arabic. What was going on in the press conference just now?
They were just explaining the situation inside Syria and talking about the number of refugees they have and the huge humanitarian needs, and also the fact that it's right across the country, and they were saying that, talking about the volumes that they're taking in and so on and so forth, it was nothing terribly dramatic.
It's quite a carnival at the moment with the amount of press, which is obviously making the aid workers very happy, because I guess they're desperate to get their message out for two reasons. Not only to document where the money has gone, but also in the hope that people will realise there are still issues and that they can help.
Yeah, right. I mean, I think the media is really important in that respect. You know, it has that role to play in terms of getting the word out. But as we sort of heard earlier, there's a flip side to it, and there is media fatigue and foreigner fatigue over the border inside Syria. And, you know, they don't particularly necessarily like the same circus arriving. And it's it'll be interesting to see how that works, you know.
Baking sun, the wind is picking up, and it looks like things are now moving, which is making a lot of people quite excited. So we're going to be no doubt walking across the no man's land that you have to walk across before reaching the Syrian border itself. Everybody holding their film cameras in the air as the first truck passes through the Turkish side entering Syria with what looks like tons of much needed aid. I'm now also holding my camera aloft just to capture a truck passing through. So, where possible, where there is 3G, I'm going to do my best to report what I see, what I find out, and hopefully capture a lot of content offline for a more serious study as to what's going on inside Syria, particularly after some of the recent news that we've heard, which I'm sure has reached the refugee camps, and who knows, may even give some of the people there who have only hope to live on more hope, maybe now that Assad has seemingly been proved to be using weapons of mass destruction. Maybe the UN will get involved, maybe America will get more involved than just shuffling paperwork. What are your thoughts on that?
I don't know. I wouldn't hold your breath.
Not hopeful then. Right, we'll see.